proclamation number 4731 dated the September 1st, 1949. Experiments towards the end of the Earth. Activating forces. There is a set limit to how far people can go in their conduct towards what my creative spirit has brought forth. Thus, as soon as they presumptuously want to change natural creations, every one of which was given its purpose by me, then people's attitude towards me becomes irrational. They underestimate my wisdom and my might, believing themselves able to dismiss both and thereby sin against me myself as well as against what I have created. And then the limit I have set will be transgressed, and thus humanity will destroy itself, because their scholars will draw the wrong conclusions and the consequences of their experiments will be disastrous. People believe that they have the right to explore everything I kept hidden from them in recognition of their immaturity for such knowledge. The Earth in its core is and will remain inexplorable for people until the end. Furthermore, forces of gigantic power are kept bound by me in the Earth's core so as not to endanger the Earth's continued existence, only that eruptions ensue from time to time to allow these powers a brief outburst in order to give spiritual substances capable of development the opportunity to take shape above the Earth and thus start their path of ascent. These forces unleash themselves with my approval, and therefore their effects are intended in my eternal plan of salvation. The extent of an eruption will always be limited when it happens in accordance with my will, but human determination will never be able to stop it. Human will can never be the cause of it since no one is able to explore cause and effect. Yet in the last days people will presumptuously penetrate the Earth deeply for reasons of research in order to release unfamiliar energies with the intention of utilizing them profitably, and won't consider the fact that they lack the knowledge and intellectual capacity for such experiments. Hence they will have no respect for my works of creation. They will penetrate an area which is quite naturally close to them and wanting to investigate it can be called an impertinence, from a purely earthly point of view. But from a spiritual point of view it will mean entering the territory of the lowest spirits whose banishment I recognized as necessary and which will then therefore be unlawfully invalidated by people. That is why revoking my eternal order will have unimaginable consequences. Their manipulations will aim to utilize earth forces against which every resistance gives way, and which therefore can be used for all experiments. But people won't consider that these forces are capable of disintegrating everything within their reach. They won't take account of their power against which human will and intellect are futile. They will open locks which can never be closed again once they have been breached, for the area people want to enter is unfamiliar to them and they don't know its laws. The Earth's core cannot be researched in this way and every such attempt will backfire, not just on the researchers but on the whole human race. For the limits I have set may not be exceeded according to my eternal order, which always favors progress but never destruction, and thus its infringement also has to have the opposite effect. Satan himself will put these thoughts into the people of the last days. He will urge them to undertake this plan, for he knows that the destruction of creation will end the spirit's progress, which is his endeavor in his blind hatred against me and all spirits striving towards me. Yet even this plan, albeit evil, will be an inadvertent service. He will fall in with my eternal plan of salvation. A new earth will arise where the development will continue, whereas everything satanic will once again be banished into its creations. Amen.